talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you stewards of the land. Great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hope everybody is having a good day. We got lots going on today. Get my mic working there. There we go. We got all kinds of things to talk about today. We've had guests the last few days, so I've missed out on some cattle reports and some hay reports. Tuesday, you know, is always Hay Day Tuesday. Hay looks like it's creeping up pretty good, but first let's check out the temperatures in the western Oklahoma, Texas, and Oklahoma panhandle. We got 84 at Hollis, 84 at Altus, 84 at Hobart, 83 at Arnett, 87 at Buffalo, 88 at Slapout. We got 81 at Canadian, Texas, 83 at Wheeler, and 85 at Shamrock. According to the Mesnet, looks like the panhandle of Oklahoma will be, and northern parts of the Texas panhandle also, will be hitting the triple digits today. So it is far from over. The new drought monitor's out, and as far as Texas, looks better. Oklahoma and Kansas, Nebraska looks worse. And we'll go over that here shortly. Let's check out what's going on in the grain market. Let me update it here real quick. I bring it up too early, and I forget to update it right before the show. All right, September corn. Everything looks like it's kind of in the red a little bit. September 671 a bushel, December 665, March 670, corn is 671. Soybeans for September is $14.72 a bushel. It's actually the only thing on my whole board here that's actually green. November 1379, January 1383, and March is 1386. Soybean meal is $433.40 for September. And that's a short ton. October's 410, 60. December's 407, 40. Soybean oil, September, $68.68. It just now reappeared in the green. So it's 68. October, 63.67. Soybean oil is 62.06 for December. Hard red winter wheat, September, $9.02. December's $8.89. Oats, September $3.91. December $3.77. Down here in the cotton, let's see what's going on. It's just been on a steady decline. I need to talk to one of the cotton professionals and see what's happening with the cotton price, because nothing I've read, even from the National Cotton Council, has told me or gave me any idea what's going on with the cotton. But anyway, October is $1.06 a pound, and December is $1.01 a pound. All right, let's check out cash grain prices in Texas and Oklahoma panhandles real quick. Looks like hard red winter wheat at the elevators is $8.40 today. Corn is $7.45. Milo is $6.80, and soybeans coming in there at a high dollar, $14.04 a bushel. Hang on with me, bear with me. Well, I lost my paperwork here. There, we'll see if it's in here. I think it is, because I brought it up here. Anyway, I guess I did. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I'm going to do the live cattle and the feeders and talk about what the cows and the bulls did at Woodward Tuesday. Hobart Stockyards had their sale yesterday. I'll have the results from it. And also the Woodward Livestock Auctions got their feeder calf sale going on today. Elk City's tomorrow. Hollis is Saturday and Monday. The Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction there east of Clinton will be back on board after taking the day off for a holiday. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying into the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently 83 degrees here at Elk City. Winds are out of south, southeast at 4 miles an hour. Humidity is 46%. Looks like Elk City, or this part of the state, has a little chance of rain now in the forecast compared to yesterday. Currently at Woodward, it's 82 degrees. I think the National Weather Service has this wrong. It says winds are out of the south at 6 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 24 miles an hour. So I'm not buying that. Anyway, maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, we are live on Facebook. We are live on KCOFM.com's website. We're live here on 96.5 KECO. We're also live up in Woodward, Oklahoma on KWFX 100.1. No reason why you're not getting this. But anyway, also on Paragon app, a free app on your phone, you can listen to us, the show, Today in Ag on there on the 96.5 KECO station there. So if you got signal, you can listen to us. If you're in Alaska, California, it doesn't matter. I had a gentleman call me from Idaho a while ago, said he listens to the show every day on the Paragon app. So it's pretty cool. Also, guess what's out today? Hot off the press, the Penny News. And there's lots of good stuff going on in there. Right there on the front page, sheep and goat auction, September 10th at 11 a.m. at the Hobart Stockyards. Concessions are available. Anyway, give Rex Fleming a call, or even the sheep goat sales manager, A.J. Harmon. It's right there on Penny News. It's you can't, but anyway, there's three more. If you go on down there in just a little ways, there's three full pages now of the barn results. And some of them probably had one in there for Monday, but Western Oklahoma was closed. Jerry Nines got his column in there. And then they got a picture, Liz, who does a lot of the stuff in the Penny News sometimes. She got a picture of me and my dog, my hunting dog, in there. And thank you for all the sponsors of the ad in the Penny News. And also, they are sponsors of the Today in Ag Show. So anyway, thank you very much to all of them. And then if you get back there to the second part of the Penny News, on the back, it's official. The annual North Fork Quail Forever Banquet, September 29th at 6 p.m. right here in Elk City at the Elks Lodge. If you look in the Penny News, it tells you how to get tickets. You can only buy tickets online. Sorry, that's the way we switched over last year, because had some people backing out and all this other stuff. So and it's just so much easier for to sell these tickets online. If you want to be a sponsor of the banquet, it'll tell you in there. It'll tell you all the sponsorship levels you can get in. We raise a lot of good money for a lot of good projects. I don't know if you guys are very familiar with Quail Forever, but our chapter here, all the money except for the membership fees stays right here in our area. Our North Fork is Harmon, Roger Mills, Beckham, and Greer County. Money stays here. We support our shooting teams a lot because they're our future hunters, and it's teaching kids conservation and stuff like that, and it's just great. We have some really good shooting teams out here. We support our WMAs out here, especially at Black Kettle and at the Pack Saddle Wildlife Management, and we help with food plots, equipment. Marcus got a new toy from us this year. I'm not sure what you call it. I call it a grenade launcher, but he starts fires with it. It shoots phosphorus grenades down in canyons where they can't start fires at. And anyway, it's all good. It's a good deal. Money stays right here, so you know that. Next week, I'll have Russ Rundle on here. He's actually vice president of the chapter. He'll come in and talk about, we'll talk about quail conservation, the whole work. So anyway, I did find my piece of paper finally. I put it under another piece of paper. You have to see my desk up here to understand what's going on, but let's go ahead and check out what's going on in Oklahoma and the United States and the world on what's making the market up and down today. Wheat futures were higher in overnight trading amid continued concerns about an agreement allowing ships loaded with grain from Ukrainian ports. Russian President Putin said earlier this week he was considering canceling the deal, accusing Ukraine of sending in its agriculture products to wealthy European countries rather than where they were needed most. This agreement was brokered in late July in a bid to ease global food crisis. Putin said Wednesday that he would consider limiting the countries to where vessels carrying Ukraine grain could sail. The Ukraine foreign minister said in a statement yesterday that two-thirds of the grain sent to foreign countries was directed to Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. prices declined after Ukraine grain was allowed out of its ports, which is important to migrating the global food crisis. These are real facts, and the Russians' fakes about sending Ukrainian grain only to Europe simply do not correspond to reality, he said. Still, investors remain concerned that Putin will halt or slow exports of wheat and corn from the Ukrainian ports. I will put my two cents in there. I read this report every day, 5 days a week, and I keep up with what the United States exports, and our wheat exports are down compared to last year. And just wondering, I mean, if there's a shortage of foods all over the world, and I know there's more to it. I don't get to see this whole picture and probably don't understand it that well. But if there's more, if there's shortages of grains, especially corn and soybeans and wheat, how come our exports aren't showing that we're above what was last year since this war started in February this year? So I don't get it. I mean, the prices are up high, that's for sure. But anyway, just my two cents. Wheat rose 3 cents to $8.47 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 2¾ to $9.04 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery were down 1 cent to $6.70 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery gained 5 cents to $13.89 a bushel. Soy meal added $3 to $414.50 a short ton, while soybean oil fell 37 cents to $61.73 a pound. All right, let's see what else is going on. Well, here's some stuff from the Ukraine talking about how much they have already sent out. About 102 vessels have sailed from the Ukrainian port since the start of the so-called Grain Initiative, a deal brokered by Turkey and the United Nations in July. All told, about 2.37 million metric tons of agriculture products were shipped from Ukraine ports. Of those, 32, less than a third, went to Europe carrying 850 million metric tons of agriculture products, the graphic said. Just over half, which is 54 ships, were destined for Asia, which was just over a million metric tons on board. 16 vessels carrying 470,000 metric tons of agriculture goods were sent to Africa. Well, anyway, that's where all those went. A couple lone ships went out, and they went to Kenya, Algeria, Somalia, Libya, carrying about 50,000 metric tons, 44,000 metric tons, 29,000 tons, 23,000. So anyway, each one of those countries. All right, weather-wise, the basically central United States, red flag warnings have been issued for most of South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, and parts of northeastern Colorado and northwestern Kansas amid extremely dry weather, according to the National Weather Service. In north central North Dakota, winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. In central Nebraska, winds will gust up to 30 miles an hour with humidity dropping as low as 15% today. A heat advisory has also been issued for northeastern Colorado into western Nebraska, down actually into the panhandle of Oklahoma. So that's what's going on right there. All right, let's get to cattle. Let's see what's happening there. Let me scroll down here, update. Okay. Live cattle for October, 144.20. December's 149.77. February is 154.15. April is 157.97. Feeder cattle, September 182.17. October's 184.37. Lean hogs, October 92.17. December is 83.67. And February is 87.57. Well, let's just check out what happened at Hobart yesterday. I don't know how many head he had there, but he looks like the 300-400-pound range steers were bringing up to 207. Look, to me, this report looks down slightly. compared to what it has been and what cattle have been. This is the first report on calves this year without looking, or this week without looking at OKC West, but I try to keep it localized out here. 400 to 500 pounders, we're bringing up to $1.98. 600 to 700 pounders, $1.69. 700 to 800 pounders, $1.57. And 800 to 900, $1.62. On the heifers, we had some averaging weight was 348, bringing up to $1.87. 4 to 5 weights, $1.54. And 5 to 6 weights, $1.52. And 6 to 7 weights, $1.44. Looks like the heifers are off slightly. Looks like slaughter cows are down slightly also. And I noticed that in that next report we'll give from Tuesday from Woodward. Cows were bringing up to, slaughter cows up to 84 cents, which is still a good price. And bulls were bringing anywhere from 95 to $1.12. Average on that, I figured out, was $1.02. And Woodward Tuesday, 1,007 head was there compared to 1,392 head last week, and they only had 336 head there this time last year. On the breaker cows, looks like they had somewhere around almost 50 head there, but they had 24 head that averaged 1577, was bringing up to 92. 9085 was the average. They had 19 head that averaged 1481, they were bringing up to 86. On the boner cows, they had a bunch at 291 head that average weight was 1295. They were anywhere from 1,000 to 1,600 pounds. They were bringing up to $83.50, average price a little over $81 per hundredweight. Then they had 65 head that averaged 1,472 that was bringing up to $87.50. 33 head averaged 1,137 weight, bringing up to $78. And then they had 6 head that only averaged 946 pounds per head. They only brought a little over $70 per hundredweight. On the lean cows, had 19 head, it was just 1,001 pounds average. They brought 77. 1,240 average weight, 792. Then they had a big lot, 56 head actually, of 1,091s that brought up to 71. Dressing was really low on those. And then we got the bulls. Looks like they had around 38 to 40 head there, anywhere from 1,520 to 1,876 on the weight. Well, that was the average weight, but up there in the big boys' range, they had one bull in their weight, $2,732 or pounds. So anyway, I bet he brought at least that. Anyway, they were anywhere from $92 to $1.19. So it was pretty good on the bulls. And like I said, the cows weren't terrible at all. On the bred cows, looks like the bred cows and the pairs have been slightly coming up slowly the last couple weeks from what I've been reading. That's not a professional opinion. That's a Jimmy opinion. So don't go to the sale barn buying cows or selling cows. Well, Jimmy said they're bringing more. From what I've seen in the last 2 weeks at all the sale barns, overall, it looks like they are bringing a little bit more. Some 2 to 4 year olds that didn't weigh a whole lot was 1,060 with some, these were medium and large bred cows, just a little over 1,000 pounds. They were bringing right at $1 a pound, about $1,075 per head. They had some that was bringing $1,135 a head for bred cows, and then some 5 to 8 year olds that were average weight was almost 1,300 pounds. They were bringing up to $1,450 a head. Cow-calf pairs, we got some medium and large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on them. We're bringing 1710 per pair. Cow-calf pairs, medium, large number ones with 300 pound calves are bigger. Looks like the older ones, the 5 to 8 year olds, which were bigger cows, we're bringing up to 1775. And the 2 year olds, the younger cows, 2 to 4 year olds, is Bo Deal would say they're not second calf heifers, Jimmy. There's no such thing. But anyway, it looks like some of these second calf heifers were bringing up to 1725. And cow-calf pairs, medium-large, 1 to 2s with 300-pound calves on them. 5 to 8 year olds were only bringing 1125. So anyway, there is your cows, some of your cattle report from the week. So, and we'll have some more tomorrow with Woodward's today. And like I said, Elk City tomorrow, Hollis Saturday. So get your calves there, get your cattle there, whatever you got going on, get it done. It's in full swing here. And when I come back, we'll talk about, we got some hay I want to talk about, and the drought monitor, and just some other stuff about agriculture. How about that? Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Things have been flowing for the last few weeks on upholstery, so we've been working on ordering a lot of upholstery and getting some new merchandise in here, getting some of the new colors from market, getting some of the new sectionals, some of the new styles. So all that is on order, and the next few weeks at Terry's Furniture, we're going to fill this rascal back up, and we're going to have plenty of upholstery. And if you haven't been to Terry's Furniture lately, you haven't been to Terry's Furniture, because we've got a whole new design on our floor. We've eliminated some of our aisles. We've packed more couches in. We've packed more sectionals in. I've still got about 140 different styles of Lazy Boys on the floor. So now's the time to start getting that new furniture in your living room. Now's the time to make your house look nice for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, when you got the family coming in. It's just a good time of year to shop, and selections are good. We're at 2001 South Main in Elk City. We're right behind the McDonald's, right off of exit 38 on I-40.
That's at Terry's Furniture Showroom.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentists before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face, and that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb in studio with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 2nd. 2,048 head were sold, 19 head of steers at 346 brought 221, 3 at 448 brought 211, 10 at 476 brought 144, 5 at 524 brought 178, 8 at 665 brought 164, 9 at 668 brought 167.50, 8 at 865 brought 125, 5 head of heifers at 292 brought 193, 9 at 465 brought 175.50, 10 at 506 brought 167, 4 at 531 brought 167, 9 at 546 brought 160, 5 at 717 brought 148, 7 and 764 brought 154.50. Butcher cows were 34 to 95. Butcher bulls brought 74 to 120. Bred cows were 925 to 1325. Pairs brought 975 to 1600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, here on the Gabe Gadget, here in my studio, it's 83.7 degrees here in Elk City, Oklahoma, 46% humidity, and the wind is out of the south, southeast, basically really the east here, 4.7 miles an hour. Well, here is your long range forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. Today, sunny. 90, 92 degrees. Tomorrow, 90 degrees. Saturday, 89. Sunday, 78 degrees. But let's back up to Saturday night. In the evening, you have a 20% chance of thunderstorms. In the early morning, getting closer to Sunday, we got a 30% chance of rain. Then all day Sunday, you have a 20% chance of rain in the northwestern parts of Oklahoma. Then Monday starts warming back up slightly, 83 degrees. So I don't know how your dove hunting is going to be this weekend up there. You know what happens when cold fronts go, but maybe you guys, if you got a bunch of birds up there, you can push them down here. Meanwhile, we can blast at them here for a couple of days. So anyway, got any reports on good dove hunting? You've been doing good. You don't have to tell me where you're at. The day in ag line is always open at 580-225-9697 for a text message. Don't think you're calling in, because that ain't going to happen. But anyway, text me at that number and tell me how your dove hunting's been going. I've heard some good reports and I've heard some bad reports. But hey, I'd rather be out hunting, not shooting nothing, than working any day. So anyway, it's kind of like a good day fishing is a bad day at work. You know how that saying goes. But anyway, if you got something going on there you want to let me know about, or if you got any FFA or 4-H people got something going on, because I know there's a lot of stock shows firing, the county shows firing up this weekend. And good luck to all the kids that are showing. The OYE single, I guess, was the biggest single day shoot ever in Oklahoma yesterday. I'll have the full results and maybe a full report. Maybe I can get Monty to call it in and talk to us about it after they went up to Guthrie and shot sporting clays up there. But it's all over Facebook, kids from all over Western Oklahoma having a good time up there. And again, thank you OYE for putting this on, because I think it's a major deal to keep our kids involved. But all right, let's check out some stuff with the hay. I didn't get to do much hay the other day, but I will tell you, hay is on the up and up. Is all the demand. It's fall, guys ain't made much hay this summer, so the demand, the price is going up. It's called supply and demand. I heard a rumor. Now, notice I said a rumor. One of my buddies said that his friend sent his wife, I don't know if he was out of town working or what, to an auction in the local area around here to buy some hay the other day, and some mixed grass hay bales. He didn't say whether they were square, big squares or round bales. I'm assuming round bales. Just some mixed grass, nothing crazy. Brought $175 a bale for mixed grass. Wow. Anyway, so that's pretty high. Looking at the alfalfa hay reports, it looks like basically Texas, Washington, New Mexico, and California. Premium alfalfa in those states is anywhere from $350 to $440 a ton. And that's not delivered. That's just, this is reported sales. Check some of our neighbors up to the north. Kansas, premium alfalfa is bringing anywhere from $210 to $300 a ton. Good hay is $185 to $285. To our east over here in Missouri, $180 to $300 for a premium. I need to find out where they're selling premium alfalfa for $180 a ton, because I'm going to go get me some. I mean, with the trucking in there, it'd still be a good deal. Nebraska, $200 to $260. New Mexico over here to the west of us is anywhere from $250 to $400. Oklahoma, anywhere from $200 to $300. And I'm going to say probably getting a little more on super premium hay. Texas, $330 to $430 a ton on premium. And we get back here on next page on grass hay. Let's see who's getting the most in the United States that's reported. Looks like California is coming in. Nope, Pennsylvania. Oh, that's a new one. Pennsylvania, grass hay is bringing anywhere from $180 to $430 a ton. Good hay is $160 to $310. Let's check out Kansas to the north, $120 to $225 on grass hay. That's per ton. Missouri's $175. New Mexico, nothing available there. Oklahoma, anywhere from $150 to $165. And I know it's going out here for at least $200 a ton for premium grass hay, that is. Texas is $240 to $330. And there's your stuff on the hay report. Well, I also got a little report out of the Daily Oklahoman where my in-laws, my father-in-law and mother-in-law sent me this. Did you have to mow your lawn much this year? I'm not talking to people irrigating their yard. Those of us who rely on Mother Nature have not spent much time in the mower seat. Kind of funny. Aaron and I were talking about this morning. We live out here where it's sandy, and there's a few grass burrs pop up from time to time, and they're kind of hard to control. But anyway, we were talking about this morning. The same thing is influencing the amount of forage available to our livestock. I have witnessed more than a few grumblings about the price of hay from buyers. Comments that they cannot make money at the current prices is an honest concern. And it very, that's why I'm just flabbergasted. Great for the seller, but $175 a round bale for just mixed grass. I'm sorry, I don't get that. But anyway, those of you producing hay see the other side. Fertilizers cost more than 150% higher than previous years. Higher chemical costs, increased machinery expense, and fuel price increase all factor into the cost of growing forage. Hay stocks in Oklahoma have gone down 48% year over year, and we started last year with below average supplies. The cost of the product is not a linear as supply hauling cost to the side of the field, but I omitted it. With decreasing, which decreases on the prices, and prices can skyrocket as the reality sets in, some producer will not be able to purchase the hay they need to make it through the winter. What is the cost of a bale of hay? First, we need the land to produce hay. So let's assume a feasible rental rate for pasture that can be hayed is $25 an acre. The cost to create a bale of hay from swathing and bale, baling a 5x6 round bale, an example, is $35 a bale. If the ground, don't throw a fit yet, people, if the ground produces two bales to the acre. A 50-pound nitrogen per acre fertilizer rate costs $45, so we split that between two bales for $22.50 a bale for nitrogen. So far, we have $70 a bale in expenses. You could add $5 hauling costs, but that ain't happening. It's $10 to $15 a bale, but it's not in there. This is for our typical native grass hay. I have heard observations for alfalfa hay that is bringing $300 a ton or more. Our native grass example would cost $165 a ton. When we drill down on expense and on the production of expense of procurement, makes sense. My caution to producers is they should never buy hay that has not been tested. True, there is too much variability in hay quality and prices too high to make that risk. Nitrates have been a concern in many hay fields as well because of the drought, and that hay would be worthless if it's too high. It seems common theme with quality hay is undervalued and poor hay is overvalued as the market trend tries to discover value. Considering purchasing hay that is of higher quality due to the cost of supplement protein sources, a dollar of hay with good quality for far outweigh the value of poor hay. Anyway, so that's it's true. You know, swathing and baling has been a little cheap for the last 10 years anyway, but my understanding it's anywhere from $22 an acre to $25 an acre or higher this year, which it should be because your expenses are way up. And then baling is about the same. Expenses are up on that too. So basically, if you made one bale to the acre and you're paying $25, you got $50 a bale in it just for the swathing and baling. That don't include the fuel, your time for putting it in, blah, 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 the whole nine yards. I still recommend, I'm not trying to not sell cake or anything, but if you can get your hands on some alfalfa hay, it's cheaper to feed alfalfa hay than it is to cake, but alfalfa hay is hard to come by because there's only so much irrigated alfalfa in our drought area. Speaking of drought, the new drought map come out. It's over here somewhere on my deal. Man, my text line lit up. I must have said something. I don't know where my drought strategy went. Here, let me check this out. Anyway, the new drought map's out, and from what I can see, Texas has way less red on it than it had a month ago, and it was going down last week. They've been getting some good rain through there. Oklahoma, more and more red is showing up on the D3, but that area down in southwestern Oklahoma, around Hollis, Altus, down in there in the big cotton fields down in that area, the D4 has widened quite a bit. It's getting bigger. It's almost got those got Jackson and Harmon County covered. And the northwestern part of Oklahoma, it's not looking too bad, but the Oklahoma Panhandle is getting back into the D3, maybe D4. But the biggest change I've seen on the full U.S. drought monitor is where the western Kansas, western Nebraska, eastern Colorado, and over there on that parts of Wyoming, it's darkening up really quick. From 2 weeks ago, I was comparing the map, so they haven't been getting any rains out there, which is not good. So that's your deal on that. When I come back, I will have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. During the break, I'll check out what all these text messages are. I must have made somebody mad. Anyway, I'll check that out, but we'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store is having a Teacher's Appreciation event and sale Tuesday night, September 13th, and they'll stay open late till 7 p.m. with giveaways and discounts for all area educators. This includes teachers, coaches, administrators, and support personnel. Step inside one of Elk City's newest stores in one of Elk City's oldest buildings, and you'll find men's clothing, a couple women's lines, plus the most unique men's gifts, barbecue grills, spices, accessories, and outdoor party gear. And you can order online through their Facebook page. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More Store, 318 South Main Street in downtown Elk City.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 29th. 1,467 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 370 brought 229. 7 at 484 brought 202. 10 at 565 brought 187. 15 at 647 brought 189.25. 30 at 719 brought 171.50. 19 at 815 brought 171.50. 13 at 966 brought 160. 4 head of heifers at 251 brought 239. 7 at 470 brought 162. 6 at 502 brought 161, 5 at 567 brought 154, 6 at 612 brought 153, 8 at 703 brought 163.50, 8 at 756 brought 160, butcher cows were 3 to 100.5, butcher bulls brought 30 to 123, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm
can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Wow, man. We had some serious dove hunters out there this weekend. I will get to them. Oh, somebody just said I was a nice guy. Anyway, let's do the Humbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and then we'll get to the bragging rights on the dove hunting this weekend. 86 degrees at Hollis, 86 at Arnett, 90 at Slapout, 90 at Buffalo, 90 at Canadian, Texas, 86 at Wheeler, and 86 at Shamrock. That's where I'm going to spend my weekend this weekend, is Shamrock, Texas. I've been planning this all year. Nothing's going to keep me from doing it. Let's see. Local weather. Let's go with the Elk City forecast. We did Woodward's last segment. Today, 90 for a high, 91 for tomorrow. Saturday, 89 for a high. No major deal in the wind, which is great for Oklahoma. But Saturday night, 30% chance of rain showers in western Oklahoma with a temperature at 59 degrees. Get out the hoodies. It's going to be a cold one. People are going to be freezing. Anyway, Sunday, 78 for a high, and we will have some north winds, 12, 14 miles an hour Sunday with a gust up to 30 miles an hour, it's saying here on the Mezzanet. Monday, it's mostly sunny, 84 degrees and no wind. Sounds like a great forecast. Let's check out some of the text messages I got. It's pretty interesting. Where did my text message go? Man, somebody's messing with my computer. Hang on here a second. I don't understand why it's doing that, but we're going to get it going. All right, let me add the text line back in. I've been hacked. I think I've been hacked. I think some of the girls in there in the office are messing with me. All right, let's check it out. Let's go all the way back down here to FYI. This Saturday at the Tractor Supply here in Elk City from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. Adopt, foster, volunteer, or donate for the Elk City Animal Shelter. They'll be holding an adoption event this Saturday at Tractor Supply. I wanted to pass that out on to you guys. Let's see what my friend from Wheeler, Texas has to say. She said, she sends him pictures. Looks like they got the kids. The oldest one looks like 12, 14, or that's a her. I can't tell. I can't zoom in on the pictures on this screen. If I can, I don't know how to do it. But anyway, tailgate is full of doves, and it looks like there's two happy kids with some short shotguns, so they're probably pretty young kids. And got big old pretty looking yellow Labrador retriever in the back, so it looks like they had good. And then Mr. French Quarters from Pack Saddle up there going headed towards Arnett. Marcus, he shot a white mourning dove, which is pretty rare. It's not illegal. It's not that crazy. But anyway, he shot one. He said that he used some of his Cajun voodoo on it. And that's why I call him, you know, the other word opposite of French Quarters. Well, I can't say it on the radio. Anyway, he shot, it was a beautiful. I seen it on Facebook. It was beautiful. And then what else we got going on? Oh, I had a question, and I'll remind everybody, when are the Colorado pizzas going to be in Elk City at the Elk City Co-op Elevator? Guess what? This Saturday, just show up about 3 o'clock in the morning. You might be the next to last in line. But anyway, they'll be here early Saturday morning, so if you're going to do that. All right, I got some more text messages to go over with you. Let's see here. Come on, pop up. Jimmy Clark, the nicest guy at KECO. Thank you very much. And anyways, told me to hang in there. I was doing a great job. Uh-oh. Marcus Thibodeau just sent me a chat on Snapchat. Anyway, we got one more guy that said he spent $20 an acre for swathing, $20 an acre for baling to get his hay cut this year. and his fertilizer bill, with his fertilizer bill, he had basically $46 a bale in it. So there you go. So that's what you had just with fertilizer and bale. What's your labor cost, sir? What was your fuel cost? Did you have any breakdowns? Anyway, I'm just kidding you, Will. But anyway, thanks for texting that in. And then one more. There we go. Oh, that's who that is. I knew that. I just couldn't zoom in on the picture. But Leighton Freeze and Dason Harmon, they are actually two Merritt State Championship shooters. Put a whooping on them, this text said. Looks like they had a whole tailgate full of dove also. 60 birds, four-person limit on dove before the rodeo Saturday evening. Congratulations, kiddo. Man, old Snapchat line is blowing up. Anyway, let's see what else we got going on here. Yeah, anyway, thank you for all the Texas. When you are hauling hay for yourself, labor is free. No, it's not. Come on. That's why farmers have good tax accountants, because you don't have to pay out labor. But it's not free. Anyway, yeah, I've seen a laughing face too. All right, what else we got going on? A survey for farmers. Outlook improves, but higher input costs loom as a major concern, and we talk about this almost every day on the show. U.S. commodity growers are feeling a little better about their prospects for the coming year than they were last month, but a number of major concerns persist as overall farmer sentiment remains far gloomier than a year ago, according to the Purdue CEM Group Ag Economic Barometer for August. While more than half of the survey respondents, 53%, said their biggest concern for the coming year was rising input costs, significant numbers said they were also worried about the rising interest rates. 14% of them, the input availability, which is still a major concern, and lower output prices, which is 11%. The impact of inflation on their families' expenditures in the year ahead was also a major concern. There's also a notable shift this month from producers expecting worse to better financial performances for their farms in 2022, the survey report said. Both corn and soybean prices rallied from their July lows in mid-August, which, along with the expectations for good yields, helped explain some of the improvement in financial performance expectations. It's a lot of big words for me in one sentence. Anyway, the August survey showed a slight rise in the numbers of farmers and talks with companies offering payments for carbon, for sequestering in it, carbon. However, just 1% of the respondents said they signed a carbon contract. And most of those who choose not to sign said it was because payment rates being offered were still too low. The Ag Economic Barometer Index is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agriculture producer responses to a telephone survey. This month's survey was conducted August 15th through the 19th, so it was actually last month. So this report was a day late and a dollar short to me. Anyway, it is 12:58. We got a couple minutes left. Next week, sometime, he was going to be on yesterday, but has had a sudden death in the family. Did, but I have a professor, Kevin, from OSU, is going to be on here to talk about these regenerative agriculture benefits. Water centers aimed for conservation through cover crops. They've got out these big monitors down there in southwestern Oklahoma, down there by Altus, 12 of them, to be exact, with different types of cover crops, and they're monitoring all this stuff with water conservation. He's Kevin Wagner, that is. He's the he's the OWRC director, and he's going to be on here, and it's going to be really cool to have him on here, because southwestern Oklahoma is probably one of the more arid areas in the state as far as water's concerned. Well, actually, I know it is. They don't have the breaks down there and all that stuff down there around Hollis. For nothing, but he's going to be on here next week, and it's going to be really cool. He's very smart, and I hope you guys join me. I'll let you know Monday when he's going to be in here. And they've also started a new extension soil stewardship program. is being developed right now to educate producers on soil management and the research finding for the project. And be interesting to see what Mr. Wagner has to say about that, and because it deals with us all. We all get the drought. And tomorrow, I got a segment on separating calves from their moms, weaning stress. Don't want to miss that. And all kinds of good stuff going on. Hope I didn't miss anything today. You guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.